Our scripture reading is in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. We begin at verse 21 and conclude at verse 34. You'll find this in your pew Bibles on page 1067. Now here Jesus is continuing in the parables, primarily parables of the kingdom. People will often say that Jesus told stories so that he could be understood easily, and it's the bane of every preacher to be told, you should tell folksy stories the way that Jesus did so that people could understand you more easily. Well, Jesus' parables are not folksy stories, and they are not easily understood. Most of his original hearers had no clue what he was saying, and he intended that they would not. It's a form of preaching by the Messiah. There's a proper sense in which true parables are only done by him. Usually when we try to do parables, it's not the same thing. And Jesus is discerning our hearts, and he's probing us at the same time, usually through his special side explanation to his disciples. He then communicates the meaning to his people. And these are powerful teachings that really shape the way that we think about the kingdom of God, about our lives, about the church. The two of them that are here, the first one, beginning at verse 21, is a parable, a brief one, about the importance of how we live. But then you get two parables of the kingdom that pertain to the Word of God. Verses 26 to 29, we have a great statement. The kingdom of God is like a seed that is sown in the ground, and in a mysterious way it produces its crop. Now we've already seen earlier in the chapter that the seed is the Word of God. Verse 14 says that. Luke's gospel says the same thing. And so here's the wonder, as we commit ourselves to the ministry of the Word, people will say, why are you so committed to the ministry of the Word of God? Because of this wonderful reality, like a farmer who plants the seed, and of its own power, it brings a crop. We believe that about the Bible, that we proclaim the Word from the pulpit, we teach it in Sunday school classes, you open the Bible and Christian books in your home, and why is that going to do something? Because by its own power, God will, in a way that's mysterious to us, through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, he will bring it to eternal life. Now then you have the famous parable of the mustard seed in verses 30 to 34. How does this happen? Well, he says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's the smallest of all mustard seeds, but it has the power of God to make this wonderful tree. I love the statement of verse 32. It puts out large branches so the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. Listen, I know what the world is telling you. The world is telling you that things like this are weak and insignificant. That's why Jesus compares the Word to the small little mustard seed. Today, so many evangelical churches say, this is not how you grow a church. You got to buy into Hollywood and Madison Avenue. You have to have worship that's downloaded from ungodly music videos, and the people will flock to it. Well, maybe they will, but the work of the kingdom of God is not done that way. It's done through the ministry, primarily through the ministry of the Word of God, which has the power of God for salvation. And it'll have this effect in your life. Wouldn't it be wonderful to look back on your life and have people to say, that person was like a tree, bearing fruit from God in the lives of many other people. It was a place of shade and rest and comfort and security to many other people, a blessed life that was very fruitful. Well, according to Jesus' parable, that will come by the power of the Word of God working through your life. Well, let's listen to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving Word, beginning at verse 21. And he, that is Jesus, said to them, is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe at once, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. And he said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.